Soon-to-be former employees of the car manufacturing giant assembled outside Toyota's Altona plant in Melbourne's west ahead of their final shift. Some said their colleagues were like family. For Demir Dakovic, who began on Toyota's production line in the mid-1990s after fleeing war in the former Yugoslavia, his job helped him assimilate.
I learned my English here, and I met all my friends, and you know, Asians and European and Australians. And I got the opportunity also to be employee rep.
Fellow production line worker Matthew Kinson is one of many now pondering the uncertainty of the job market.
A lot of us haven't had a job interview here for 20-odd years, so it's changed since we came here, filled out a bit of paper and walked in the door and started the next day. That's going to be a little bit difficult.
Australian Manufacturing Workers Union spokesman Dave Smith fears many retrenched workers won't secure the hours they want or need.
At the moment, only about 50% of those Ford workers who were made redundant last October have been able to find full-time permanent jobs. And it's a very worrying trend in Australia.
Almost 3,000 attended a farewell event at the plant, with the company paying tribute to its workforce in a statement, saying it's your efforts that have helped Toyota become a byword for quality, for reliability and for trust wherever you go in Australia. Opposition leader Bill Shorten blames the government for the plant's demise and for broader pessimism in the manufacturing sector.
Some people say that that's the way of the world, that Australian manufacturing can't compete. I don't buy that defeatism. I don't buy that white flag of surrender on manufacturing in this country.
More than 80 different countries of origin are represented across the 2,500 strong workforce at the plant, and Toyota has provided specific training for employees with English as a second language as they look to re-enter the workforce. It's also paid for a range of courses to assist former employees to diversify their skills and find alternative employment. Australia's rich history manufacturing cars will end once and for all when Holden closes its assembly line in Elizabeth near Adelaide later this month.